Hello.
Good evening. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaigns. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinion.
About what?
Pretty much about the upcoming elections.
All right.
Okay, in what language would you prefer to conduct this interview, in English or Spanish?
In English.
Okay. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like the Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote, and I'm not very likely to vote, and I'm not at all likely to vote. Or I'm not registered to vote. Yes?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. All right, perfect. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
Probably at my polling place the day.
On election day or early?
On election day. On election day.
Okay, thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, are unaffiliated, or some other political party?
I'm a registered Democrat.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, Asian American, white, or Hispanic or other?
White.
Thank you. What is your age? Between 18 to 35? 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first name that we have over here is Raquel Regalado. The options are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, and never heard of.
No opinion.
No opinion. The second name is Cindy Lerner.
I never heard of her.
Okay. Third one is Richard Franchnick.
Never heard of him.
And last one is Kamala Harris.
Never heard of him.
The name is Kamala Harris.
No, I've never heard of her.
Okay. Okay.
You mean Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
You mean the vice president?
Yes, that's the last name.
I thought you were talking about the local primaries.
This has a combination of names and some of
Okay. Okay. So I'm thinking who's it.
No, don't worry.
No, I got it. No, I understand now. Yeah, I've heard of Kamala.
Kamala, yeah.
I've heard of Kamala Harris, yeah.
And your opinion about her will be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Would you like me to read the other three names again?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The options are Miguel Quintero, Daniela Levin Cava, Manny Cid, Alexandra Otaola, Carlos Garin, Shlomo Dessinger, and Eddie Rojas.
Probably Manny Cid.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Manny Cius?
I can't say it's a definite. It's a probably.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Prashnick?
I have no idea.
Okay. It's okay. If you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Prashnick?
I have no idea.
Okay. It's okay. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
I've seen signs.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Yeah, there's no difference.
Okay. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
No, I've seen signs in people's yards with her name.
Okay, thank you. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Yeah, it makes no difference.
Okay. You will now ask for a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a liberal.
And within liberal, would you consider yourself very liberal or somewhat liberal?
I'm pretty liberal, yeah. Very liberal.
Okay. Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or four-year degree, postgraduate degree.
A bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Sure. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a lovely day. Bye. Mm-hmm.